Today is Saturday, April 14th, 2007. I am Kelly Donahue, and I am interviewing Katie George in Millersville, Pennsylvania. Okay, Katie, so tell me about your experiences here in Millersville. First off, how did you get into Millersville? And why did you stay here, decide to stay here for the past 3 years?
Well, Millersville was actually my safe school that I applied to, but it was the only state school that I liked. I thought it had a beautiful campus, and the people were very friendly here when I first came here. And I couldn't afford the other school that I got into, so I ended up coming here. And I was actually going to transfer my sophomore year for my major, but I decided to stay here and pursue psychology so that I can go into grad school for nutrition and be a nutritional counselor.
Very good. Well, we're glad that you stayed here. What do you like best about Millersville? What's great about going to this school? What have you liked best these past 3 years?
Class-wise, the teachers, like, there's a lot of teacher-student interaction. It's not like a big school where they don't know your name. Also, the campus is really nice and easily accessible from everywhere. And I just really like the friends that I've met, and the academic programs here are really good.
Good. A lot of good reasons. What was the worst part of attending Millersville? What don't you like about Millersville? Anything at all?
Occasionally people, because it's a state school, sometimes act like they're still in high school, like the high school drama is still here occasionally. So that's one thing I don't like about it. And also I wish they had more specific majors. Like, I'm taking psychology, but I would like to concentrate in something, and they don't really have that. They have only a few concentrations.
Okay. Very good. What has been your overall best moment here at Millersville? Your best moment so far?
My best moment was probably my success with my major, as well as the networking I've been able to do. Joining the sorority was one of my best moments, and also the girls I met through that. Being on the Expressions dance team, because I've danced my whole life, was a really good experience.
Great. Now, what has been your worst moment here at Millersville? Have you had any really horrible moments that you would like to share, or...
I wish there was more to do on weekends, but just go out all the time, because that's fun, but sometimes that gets old and tired of doing that. I wish there's more activities that people wanted to do, not just like, because I know we offer activities here, but people don't really want to go sit in the smack and watch a movie on a Saturday night. They want to be doing something else. So I just wish there was more stuff around here to attend that was cost like efficient, that people could do and enjoy each other without having to go to a party.
Okay. Do you have any suggestions as far as what you would change to this university to make it better for its students? I guess the previous question kind of answers
it. I'm really excited about the new SMAC renovations, but I think that some of the academic buildings need renovated a lot more than the SMAC does. And I think we should divide the money up and put it into the different buildings, not just one. Because the SMAC, when it's done, is going to be amazing, but I won't even be there for that. But like Byerly and some of those halls are pretty old looking and don't really have the modern technology that McComsey does. So if we could renovate those first, I think that would be a better idea.
And I'm just curious, when is it going to be completed?
2010.
Okay. Wow. Now, the 3 years that you've been here, or close to 3 years, how has it changed? How has Millersville changed?
I think as a campus, Not really. I think there's more, well, obviously we changed our slogan and stuff. Like, there's more advertisement for Millersville around, I think, than there used to be. The population here is growing a lot. We're getting more and more in every year. I think that's the ways that it's changed the most.
I agree. Now, have you seen any change as far as, like, women on campus, like, at Millersville? Any changes? Has Millersville changed for women? Or have you noticed more women on campus or more women organizations being established at all? Or have you just, has it stayed kind of stable?
I have seen more, like, women programs out there, and they do put a lot more awareness up about especially the red zone time and, like, Healthy Body Image Week. They seem to focus on everyone, but there is more women's programs, I've noticed. Also, women just seem to be getting stronger and standing up more for what they believe in around here.
Right. And are you aware of the Women's Commission on campus? No.
No, I'm not.
Now, you said that you weren't aware of the Women's Commission on campus. Do you think that it was needed for a Women's Commission to be on campus at all?
I think there should be women's programs. I know of, like, the Montour House and stuff, but I don't know of the commission. Okay. I've never heard of that before.
So you believe that it does do a lot of good for women on campus here, you know, with all the different organizations and stuff like that. Okay. Would you be interested in ever getting involved with it the next year that you're going to be here? Or if...
I like to help people out, so I just would want to know more information on it first.
Great. Okay. Now I'm going to be asking you, Katie, questions about the sorority that you are currently involved in, Alpha Z Delta. And when did you join Alpha Z Delta?
I went through fall of 2004, 2005.
So it's been a while. So Katie went into Alpha Z Delta fall 2005, and why did you want to join this sorority? This specific sorority.
Whenever I was going around seeing the different ones, I had a really good friend in it at the time, so she kind of was a persuasive aspect. But I also really liked the girls that I met, and I like what they stood for with the Choose Children and all the accomplishments they've made with homecoming and raising money. So I decided that that's the area I want. That's the one I wanted to go to.
Now, what made you want to join? I just asked that. Sorry. Let's see. What are your perceptions on the stereotypes that are embedded in, you know, sororities around campus here at Millersville? And do you think that they're applied here at Millersville, the stereotypes and stuff?
I think that a lot of people outside the sorority still agree with those stereotypes because they see them all around. And until you're really in the organization and see it, especially with being chapter life vice president this year, you see more of outside opinions because you're on the exec board that hears about that kind of stuff. And I think any college campus would say that there's some aspects of those things in their sorority, whether it's just arguments between the girls or something, because anytime you get that many people together, there's going to be. And not necessarily saying that we do everything, but there are aspects, because each one of us is different as well. So in our sorority, we base it off the differences we have. So each person has a different personality that they bring to it. So they encounter other people and they perceive them versus us as a whole.
Okay. how have you changed since joining Alpha Z Delta? The positives and the negatives of joining.
I think that I do have more confidence in myself just from the support of the other girls. I've really grown as a leader with being, like I said, on the exec board this year. You realize how much goes into running the organization and how much work it really does take. And the thing I haven't enjoyed is the criticism that you receive from other people just because of something you're doing or something that's going on in the organization. It's hard to make everyone happy, especially with a large amount of girls that we have. We have over 40 girls, so it's hard to make everyone happy and accommodate everyone the way they should be. But I think I've grown the most in leadership ways and just my friendships. I've learned to value people more.
Very good. Has there been any negative aspects that, you know, you really would want to change within the sorority? Drama, of course, and, you know, anything that you would, you know, you yourself and, like, other people, like, join together and change?
I think participation, just, I think Greek life in general on Millersville's campus has gone down a little bit. People aren't as involved, and I think Greeks need to come together and be more involved together, and also the sisters that I have, it'd be better to see more enthusiasm and involvement at our activities, because that's decreased a lot over the couple years that I've been in.
Very good. Okay, well, I think that just about concludes the interview for today with Katie George. Well, thank you very much, Katie, for joining me today. And that's it.